Americans for Life on Roe v. Wade Anniversary, Truth Will Prevail Over Horror of Abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 21, 2021. Pro-life leaders throughout the nation will mark the 48th anniversary of Roe v. Wade Friday, vowing to end abortion with even greater resolve as the radical pro-abortion agenda of the Biden administration begins. Since the Supreme Court's decision in Roe on January 22, 1973, more than 62 million American unborn babies have been victims of abortion. Brandi Swindell, founder of the Stanton Public Policy Center, a women's advocacy movement named after suffragist leader Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and affiliated with the life-affirming Stanton Healthcare Clinics, will gather with the pro-life Purple Sash Revolution at the Supreme Court Friday. Swindell said in a statement Thursday, "The pro-life movement is very mindful the political landscape regarding abortion has completely changed. However, our determination and passion to end abortion violence has only deepened. Over the next 4 years, our movement will work with even greater resolve to ensure justice for our brothers and sisters who have no voice." Swindell continued that the fight to end abortion violence is civil rights activism. "We will be embracing the powerful words of civil rights activist and feminist Sojourner Truth when she stated, 'Truth is powerful and it prevails. We are peacefully coming together to stand for human rights and equality as we make clear. We will never be silent on the issue of abortion violence. Like Sojourner Truth, we believe truth will prevail over the horror of abortion." Reverend Patrick Mahoney, an ordained minister in the Reformed Presbyterian Church and the chief strategy officer for Stanton Public Policy Center, reflected the memorial of Roe v. Wade occurs during the week America celebrates the life of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. "We draw from Dr. King's witness of peaceful public engagement in ending the horror of segregation and institutional racism as an example for us to follow in ending the injustice of abortion violence," Mahoney explained, adding, "As the most pro-abortion president and Congress take power in Washington, D.C., the pro-life community recognizes our struggle to end abortion violence takes on even greater urgency. The election of President Biden will clearly reveal to the American public how extremist and out of touch his administration is regarding abortion." Pro-life activists throughout New Jersey will also gather at the State House Annex in Trenton Friday for a peaceful rally, followed by a prayer walk past Planned Parenthood. The Partnership of New Jersey Pro-Life Groups has raised public awareness of the radical legislation called the Reproductive Freedom Act, backed by Governor Phil Murphy, D., and now before the state legislature. The bill would allow non-physicians to perform abortions and permit babies who survive an abortion to be terminated outside of the womb. Additionally, the legislation would also repeal New Jersey's ban on partial birth abortions and its Parental Notification for Abortion Act, which requires minor girls to notify parents prior to having an abortion. The Pro-Life Coalition has petitioned lawmakers to instead pass a bill that would block abortions past 20 weeks of pregnancy when babies have been shown to feel pain. Christine Flaherty, executive director of LifeNet, said about the Reproductive Freedom Act, "This outrageous bill strips babies of their right to live, strips women of their right to safe health care, strips NJ health care workers and taxpayers of their rights of conscience not to participate in abortion, and even disenfranchises citizens from being able to rescind it in the future. This anti-freedom bill must be stopped in its tracks." Marie Tasey, executive director of New Jersey Right to Life, said that in reality, the legislation was introduced to subvert the will of New Jersey voters and future legislators, if Roe v. Wade is overturned. She explained the radical nature of the bill. "It means that it will be enshrined in law that living babies in the womb, who are capable of feeling pain, have no rights at any stage of pregnancy, even if they are viable in full term. All abortions, including all late-term abortions, will be allowed throughout the entire 9 months of pregnancy for any reason, or no reason, and funded through our tax dollars of insurance premiums. The second point is that this bill will make abortion more dangerous and less safe for women regarding the performance of abortion." In Georgia, pro-life advocates will gather Friday at Liberty Plaza for a memorial event sponsored by Georgia Right to Life, GRTL. Jennifer McCulloch, founder of Atlanta-based Girls Like Us, will speak about her own abortion and the healing that women can experience after the devastating effects of having an abortion. GRTL President Ricardo Davis observed that the number of babies aborted in the United States nearly equals the entire population of France. No country that asks for God's blessing can continue to tolerate and brazenly support this Holocaust, Davis said. GRTL also noted Georgia's number of abortions has increased, against the trend of the nation as a whole. In 2019, the state saw 30,656 abortions, an increase of 2,112 over the previous year. The number of black abortions is even worse, the press release stated. A total of 19,277 black babies lost their lives in 2019, an increase of 3,709 compared to 2018. According to the data presented, black females comprise one-third of all women in Georgia but represent 63% of all abortions. While abortion rights activists dismiss pro-life efforts with the statement that Roe v. Wade and its companion case Doe v. Bolton are settled law, in an issues paper at Family Research Council, Catherine Beck Johnson, Esquire, observed that assertion is far from the truth. The March for Life, held around Roe's anniversary every year, draws hundreds of thousands of people. This large, peaceful protest of the court's decision and many other similar protests across the nation indicate that the country has far from accepted Roe as settled law. No other court decision continues to draw the same amount of controversy and dissatisfaction as Roe. In addition, states are increasingly challenging the Supreme Court's abortion jurisprudence, and at least one circuit court has already asked the Supreme Court to re-examine the viability standard. In 2019, Alabama's governor signed into law an almost total ban on abortion starting at conception. In 2021, the Eighth Circuit asked the Supreme Court to review its abortion jurisprudence. Among the factors that Johnson said now must be considered in a review of the Supreme Court's abortion jurisprudence is that facts have changed since 1973. Justice Blackmun's 1973 majority opinion in Roe claimed that it was unknown when human life begins, she wrote. Science has progressed significantly since 1973, and since 1992, when Roe was affirmed in Casey. Johnson added that science has developed to prove that life begins at conception. We know that a baby's heart starts to beat at around 6 weeks. A baby's heartbeat can be heard through an ultrasound examination at around 8 weeks. A fetal Doppler can detect a fetal heartbeat as early as 10 weeks. Ultrasound imaging shows the developing child in utero, and it is possible to know the baby's sex, determined at conception, at around 10 weeks. Abortion stops the development of a human being, Johnson asserted. Fetuses are not toddlers. Toddlers are not teenagers, and teenagers are not adults, yet each person is no less of a person based on their stage of human development.